All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because we wrap Monday with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Actually, if you're a Wisconsin fan, we just played the worst thing you ever heard in your life.
Yeah, now you've got two bad things to listen to.
All right. The way the Richter scale works, Nick is going to bring up the event that happened over the weekend. And I'm going to say if it rocked my sports world big up to a 10 or that happened, that would be a 1. And I think we've even had some zeros in there in recent weeks.
Yeah, you guys have definitely brought up zeros. This one might be 1. The 2018 World Cup in Russia is right around the corner, and Bruce Arena made his second first appearance as U.S. men's national team as the U.S. took on Honduras in San Jose, California on Friday. Clint Dempsey got a hat trick in his first national team game after missing more than half a year with an irregular heartbeat. The U.S. get 3 points in the hex, winning 6-0 on Friday. Steve, did you even watch this game or even know it was happening a little bit?
I heard about it, forgot about it, didn't pay attention. So the fact I knew it existed makes it a 1. The fact that before you brought it up, I knew what the outcome was, I give it a 2.
Oh, fair enough. All right. First, the Golden Seals left in 1976, and we thought nothing of it. Then the Warriors announced they would move across the bay, and now the Raiders are leaving Oakland again, this time for Las Vegas, with a 31-1 vote by NFL owners. It was only announced a few hours ago, but how does Oakland leaving, going from 3 franchises now to 1 rank for you?
Oakland going to Vegas. It's the Raiders. They annoy me. Actually, their fans annoy me. I actually kind of like this team, but it's the NFL. It's that franchise. That's big news. It's going to be bigger news the year they're actually going there, but I'm going to give that a 7. That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal. How about the NBA? Pros played basketball over the weekend. The Celtics caught the Cavs for first in the East, and the Portland Trail Nurkicks won 3 straight, getting to the 8th spot in the West. Oh, and by the way, Devin Booker scored 70 in a losing effort for the Suns. Steve, did you even know the NBA existed over the weekend?
I did. I was kind of cracking up over the photo they took in the locker room. Scored 70 points. Woohoo! Dude, you lost by 11.
He was minus like 8, too, which is crazy.
And he hit foul shots at the end. Their whole goal of the season turned around getting this kid 70 points, and it didn't matter. I did throw an eyeball at the Blazer game because now they're tied with Denver. But in the midst of everything else that happened, I've got to kind of be honest, I'm going to give that a 4.
Right. In part one of 2 parts of wacky news, at the Monster Jam World Finals in Las Vegas, Lee O'Donnell landed a front flip. It was the first ever in Monster Trunk history. He flipped a car with wheels 5 feet high, 3 feet wide, weighing 900 pounds forward. So did you do a front flip as well when you heard this news?
Well, since I just heard it now, probably not. And so I'm going to have to go back to our 0.
There it is. Breaking news from Scottsdale. Barry Bonds, now a special assistant to the GM for the San Francisco Giants, took batting practice at 52 and is still hitting bombs, thanks to Giants beat writer Andrew Baggerly, who got the video on Sunday. The GOAT Barry Bonds is still raking at 52. And how did this rank for you, Steve?
Bonds back in baseball as a special assistant. Can you juice in the front office? This is my question. I don't think so. He just bothers the crap out of me, the fact that he's still in the game and not in jail. So, I'm going to give it a 2 because it's him and because it's baseball.
All right. In non-tournament but basketball news, Indiana hires Archie Miller, then another Hoosier in UCLA's Steve Alford. What did this hire do for you in college basketball?
It's kind of interesting. Even though they're not what they were, it's still Indiana basketball. He's the brother of Sean. He's got a good pedigree. I think it's a really good hire, not a great hire. Obviously, it appears the first choice might have been Alford until things went askew. So, because it's Indiana, because it's college hoops, because it's something that we'll continue to talk about into next year, I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay. The tournament overall was a 10, but I'm looking for a game that wasn't your 10. Could it be Kansas's win by 32, North Carolina winning wire-to-wire over Butler, or South Carolina winning by 20 over Baylor? What game wasn't a 10 of 10 for you this weekend?
I think because the other games were Kansas, who Oregon eventually played. North Carolina is a team I enjoy watching. South Carolina and Baylor, even though Oregon played Baylor, that was one of those things. Is it a blowout? Do I not have to pay so much attention? So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Gamers and the Bears there, and I'm going to give that game, considering all that surrounded it, maybe a 5.
All right. And then moving on to an obvious 10, Oregon men and women on Saturday. Moving on, women past Maryland. The Ducks get to the Final Four. First time in 78 years. Jordan Bell blocked the rest of what I had to write. What did you have to think about those games?
Somebody said they were trying to call in, but Jordan Bell blocked the call. That's my best text of the day so far. You know, we always joke that the Spinal Tap, it can take it up to 11. I'm sorry, we're taking it up another notch. Oregon in the Final Four, it's our first ever 12.